From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. French voters chose two radically different candidates in Sunday's first-round presidential election. Former French economy minister and banker Emmanuel Macron and National Front leader Marine Le Pen emerged as the two top vote-getters. And Monash University analyst Ben Wellings tells VOA, with Macron ahead in the polls, this is a good outcome for democratic and anti-authoritarian politics.
It's a good outcome for the European Union, and it's a good outcome for the liberal order worldwide, I think. It's not unexpected, although it is a bit of a relief that Macron has come first. We were always anticipating that Marine Le Pen would do well in this first round of the French presidential election with this two-round voting system. Some people were wondering whether she would come first outright and maybe Macron would come in second. But if Macron has come in first, even at the first round of voting, that suggests that Marine Le Pen has an uphill struggle.
And the two will face off in the decisive second round, May 7th. Chinese President Xi Jinping Monday urged restraint toward North Korea during a phone conversation with U.S. President Donald Trump. It's her second since their Florida summit earlier this month. State television news anchor said that Xi stressed China's opposition to violations of U.N. Security Council resolutions and hopes all sides will exercise restraint and avoid doing anything to worsen the tense situation on the Korean Peninsula. President Donald Trump also made a separate telephone call to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. That 30-minute call was meant to increase pressure on Pyongyang not to engage in further provocative actions, was not prompted by any significant change in the situation. Abe also said he and Mr. Trump agreed that a larger role in dealing with Pyongyang should be played by China. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has arrived in Afghanistan on a previously unannounced visit to discuss the country's security situation with political and military leaders. He was asked by a reporter if he was comfortable with the current stalemate or if there are more troops needed.
Frankly, I don't see any tension between those two things, those two factors. Right now, we're engaged in defining the challenge, the way ahead, with a whole lot of nations, and it depends. There's no one nation that's going to carry all this, so there's a lot of collaboration. And that is based on an assessment of the tactical and operational challenge and where we want to be and what time.
An American monitor with the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe died, and several other monitors were injured Sunday when their car hit a mine in eastern Ukraine. Austria's foreign minister confirmed the incident near the small village. Austria currently holds the OSCE's rotating presidency. The foreign minister demanded a thorough investigation, adding that those responsible should be held accountable. A German and Czech national were also injured but have been treated at a local hospital. American astronaut Peggy Whitson has broken the record for most accumulated time spent in orbit by an American. She was aboard the International Space Station when U.S. President Donald Trump congratulated her Monday via video conference. 57-year-old Whitson is the most experienced U.S. spacewoman. Mr. Trump said Commander Whitson's record is incredible. He also talked about space exploration and where he sees NASA going during his presidency.
So which one of you is ready to go to Mars? Are you ready? And I think you're ready. I know you're ready, right? We just discussed that. She'd like to go to Mars very quickly.
Trump also spoke with U.S. astronaut Jack Fisher, who arrived at the space station last week for the first time. Mr. Trump is facing Democratic opposition as he makes a new push for construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart illegal immigration, and he says he believes estimates of the cost are vastly overblown. Funding for the controversial barrier is at the forefront of White House discussions with lawmakers to avert a partial government shutdown at the end of this week. Mr. Trump wants initial funding for the wall, a key campaign promise in his run for the White House. He wants it included in the budget to finance government spending through the end of September, but Democrats remain adamantly against its construction. The U.S. government runs out of operating funds at midnight Friday, giving Congress and minority Democrats just days to reach a compromise. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.